April saw everything from shovels hitting the dirt for a new building to a new law hitting the books. I'm Melissa Patrick as we travel down memory lane for April. Early in the month, ground was officially broke for the new health department and EMA building that will be located between Rhodey's IGA and the Holmes District Public Library. The new building will get the employees of the Holmes County General Health District out of cramped quarters and finally have a home after being promised one for years. The building is scheduled to be finished late spring, early summer of 2024.
On March the 3rd, 2003 was my first day in office. I soon learned there were many things that needed to be fixed, but one of them that I learned early on was the health department building, which was up by the hospital at that time, was not desirable. And we had no money to build a building, so we did move them 10 years ago to the top of the Job and Family Service building, and we were going to have it there temporarily for 2 years, so that's been 10 years ago. The bottom line is, we've got the money to pay for this building. Of course, we started working on this 4 or 5 years ago when the cost was $4 million.
The General Health District and our local emergency management agency work closely on emergency preparedness for this community. Both agencies offer educational training programs to other government agencies, local businesses, and community members. This building is designed with space specifically for these training needs. These training spaces will serve dual purposes and can easily be transitioned during local emergencies or weather events into community spaces such as cooling and warming stations.
Two historical buildings would receive just over $156,000 in grant money for repairs in downtown Millersburg. This would be from the Paul Bruhn Historic Revitalization Grant Program. Hotel Millersburg would receive $75,291 for sound-reducing storm window inserts and repairs and painting to the wood on the windows and masonry work. Newtown Gallery's grant was for $80,864 and was to repair the front entry and flooring and for system upgrades to improve safety and energy efficiency and for interior carpentry work.
These two Millersburg projects, both are close to being ready to launch and get their contractors on board, so we're very excited to see the completion of these projects and the hopefully the ripple effect that it will continue to have in Millersburg.
The hotel is central to part of the tourism of Holmes County and certainly in Millersburg. But there have been long time complaints about the noise coming through the windows. It's one of the things that we love about historic buildings is, you know, they're authentic, but they're a little bit noisy and loud sometimes. So by helping them out with the windows, it's going to alleviate that concern from guests and hopefully make it a better experience. Because if you had like an all new downtown or like a lifestyle center, people aren't going to come there for, you know, antiques on the square or Boo in the Berg. They like coming to authentic places, and it's really important to maintain those properties so that your residents and your guests have those experiences. We just appreciate the partnership with the communities who are willing to make the investments in their downtowns, and certainly the property owners that own the historic properties and want to maintain that character. So if it's a statewide nonprofit, it's important for us to support that in any way that we can. So the funding through the Bruhn Grants has just been critical for us to be more visible, but also more supportive of their reinvestment.
The Holmesville American Legion Auxiliary celebrated 100 years with a tea and talk with how to bring in new members. The Legion Auxiliary is civic-minded and tries to do as much as they can in the community, especially for kids. The Village of Kilbuck also was preparing to honor their own hometown heroes by transferring 7 of the hometown hero banners from Millersburg to Kilbuck to expand the program to the village.
We invited 150 people, and out of the 150, we had 30 show up. 7 different legions were represented, or auxiliaries, excuse me, and 1 from the state level showed up. We do all the things for the children in the area. We do the Easter egg hunt. We do a breakfast with Santa Claus every year, and they make a homemade ornament. Last year, every Christmas we try to take on, we do the county hall. That's our, if there's residents there that are in the military, they have priority over anybody. But we also do, last year we did the 180, and we did the women's shelter and the children there. I mean, we're trying to do positive work here, and get the legions and get them up to date, you know, because we do get stuck in the old way was a good way.
After finding out the Alexander Funeral Home had about 70 containers of ashes of deceased residents that were unclaimed by their family, Judge Lee would go to Millersburg Council about having a designated area where the cremains could be buried but retrievable if needed. An area was approved by Millersburg Council for the current ashes that needed buried, and space was made available for future need in the Oak Hill Cemetery.
They're typically older, we get our volunteers appointed. And, of course, the natural process, these morgues die after a amount of time. And then the question is often, what's to be done with their cremains, their ashes, their cremains? So those have accumulated. And not only we learned about that through our program with the 15 years we've been doing it, but in talking with Ron Alexander, believe it or not, he has 70 sets of cremains out of his place, out of the funeral home, that he's never dealt with. Over a period of 30 years, he simply collected them. Oak Hill, it's an established cemetery. It's county seat, central location for the whole county. It would just be perfect for this project. As far as where in Oak Hill, Nate and Jim and I and Pat Miller, right? Okay. There he is. Okay. The sexton, we ran about a week ago, walked along, walked around a lot of the cemetery, came up with a spot down by the columbarium. Nate, I don't know if you can explain it better.
Yeah, I've got a picture there.
Oh, great.
Kind of be behind the columbarium. There's some benches and where the tree line starts, somewhere in that area.
I just think about it in perspective of what if that was me someday. I would want somebody to. I would want some type of memory, even if it's people that I don't know. I would appreciate that. And I agree with Jeff that it's minimal for what you're asking.
April would also see the new distracted driving law become official. This allows law enforcement officers to pull drivers over for illegally using their cell phones. This is a primary offense, and because of the big change it was to the law, while it was official in April, law enforcement used the period from April through October for education.
That is the exception to the law, but any manipulation of the phone beyond holding it in your hand to swipe the phone to answer a call, it makes it a distraction and illegal under the new version of the distracted driving law. Previously, in order for you to receive a citation, you either need to be involved in a crash where distracted driving was found to be a factor, or a officer needed to have some other traffic violation that they observed while you were committed to a distracted driving offense. So the combination would result in a distracted driving citation. Now, as a primary offense, officers are able to stop drivers for simply having a phone in their hand and appearing to manipulate the phone in some way.
That means you have to put it in the back seat, or turn it on airplane mode, or just get it to where you can't reach it, to where that distraction isn't even there.
Around the state, the $88 billion state operating budget would pass the Ohio House, but would still need to make its way through the Senate and then to the governor. And heading into the month of April, Governor Mike DeWine would sign the nearly $13.5 billion state transportation budget. Attorney General Dave Yost, along with 16 other state AGs, asked the federal government to recall millions of Kia and Hyundai cars because of how easy they are to steal and how many thefts there had been. With this look back to April, I'm Melissa Patrick.